Blog Talk Radio.
Also Cincinnati.
Where's our van?
Good morning. Welcome on the call, guys.
Phyllis from Canyon Lake.
Good morning. Welcome on the call.
Hey, it's Barb from DeLand.
Good morning. Welcome on the call.
Morning, Garrett. This is Dan and I and Debbie.
Dan and Debbie, good morning. Welcome on the call. It's fantastic to have you guys on here this morning. Good morning and welcome.
You're Barb from DeLand?
No.
Good morning. Welcome on. Good morning. Welcome on the call.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome on the call.
Ryan from Arizona.
Good morning. Welcome on the call. Good morning, guys. Welcome on the
call. Please listen to this entire short message. The number you have dialed cannot be completed from your magic jack or pre-conference calling setup.
Good morning. Welcome on the call, everybody. Well, let's get started here. Good morning and welcome. Good morning, everybody. Welcome on the call. What an absolutely fantastic weekend we have. It truly was absolutely brilliant. And I want to tell you, one of the biggest things that happened from this weekend was meeting so many fantastic people. And what happened was people are beginning to dream again. It was people said, I feel like a kid all over again. All my dreams are absolutely possible. But we all know if you spend time with children and you ask them, what do they want to be when they grow up? Or you get the concept or idea what's possible in their life. But they talk about you in a fluid manner about who it is that they are, who it is that they're imagining that they are. You know, and you can enjoy that with very small children. It's interesting when we spend time with Liam. I love when he just suddenly goes, you know, I'm an animal rescuer, or I'm a doctor, or I'm a fireman, or I'm an ambulance. And that can be all just inside 1 minute as they dream just in an unbridled manner as to what's possible in their life. In fact, they enjoy that dream immediately. As that thought comes into their head, they begin to imagine and see pictures and play as if they are that person, the animal rescuer. They are that doctor. Or they are that fireman. Or they are that ambulance. It's that childlike ability to dream again. And that's what happened this weekend. And it's a lesson for all of us. What we were talking about this weekend is many times many of us are stuck. And the reason that we get stuck is that the dreams that we have are no longer forward-looking. They're looking back into the past as to who we were, and they feel stuck. But you can become completely unstuck when you unlock your imagination and you develop that childlike wonder, that childlike ability to dream again. And children have an amazing capacity, not just to dream, but they have an amazing capacity to get themselves unstuck and move through things very extremely well. For example, you know, children can be suddenly upset at one stage and very quickly move from upset to being happy. But as adults, many times we get stuck in where we're at. In other words, if we have an unhappy situation, it tends to stay with us throughout the whole day. We don't have that ability to move fluidly to happiness again. But you saw so many people at the end of this weekend going, I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm joyous. You know, many people, when they're older, they give up on their dreams, they give up on what's possible, they give up too quickly. But with children, it's amazing. You know, you have to say sometimes no over and over and over again because they have this childlike, amazing way to be persistent. To understand that if you hear no once, to come back and find out again. But it's amazing their curiosity. Their curiosity about how the world works. Their curiosity around what is possible. In fact, everything is possible. If they see it, they truly believe that they can be it. In fact, there are no limits to them. They can see everything that's out there. And that's exactly what happened this weekend. You know, this weekend, what did we see? We saw people who were looking at, said, I've joined our business, that were only in our business perhaps even less than a month, said, I'm going to be a diamond. I'm going to make this happen. In fact, they see themselves winning again. I would say one of the greatest lessons that I learned from the weekend as we said goodbye to people, and we were there from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon through till about 6 o'clock in the evening. And we were just saying goodbye to people, and they were sharing with us what it is that they got from the weekend. And they said, I see myself winning again. I see myself winning in ways that previously I never saw possible. They said, I'm going home to do amazing things, not just with this business, but I'm going home to do amazing things with my life. I truly am inspired as to what's possible for me and my relationship with my spouse or significant other. It was interesting to see the love that people had inside themselves. It was amazing to see what they saw to themselves in terms of how they were going to be with their children, what they saw that was possible for their church, what they saw that was possible for their communities, the impact that they saw that they could do in the schools that they were part of, the dreams that had come alive in terms of the homes that they believed was possible for them to live in, the cars that they could drive, the life that they could create. People were showing me the goals that they had written down, the detail that they had put behind their dreams. In fact, one person said it very well. He said, I'm not willing to accept being ordinary and average. Because we talked about that 97% and we talk about the 3%. And he said, I've just decided that I'm not willing to accept being ordinary and average. You know, another person came up and said, I'm not willing to accept being unhappy. Another person said, I'm not willing to accept being financially challenged. In other words, they said, I'm going to be extraordinary. I'm going to go out there and be somebody. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be financially free. I deserve this. I'm willing to work hard at this. I'm willing to fight for it. I'm willing to do it on a daily basis. I'm going to be free. I expect greatness in my life. I expect great things to turn out for me and my family. In other words, they see no limits. It was an absolutely amazing weekend in where people truly were born again into their dreams. Because what I really saw and what I really understood when I went, when we came away was that childlike exuberance that I see every day when I see Liam. You know, he runs over and it's like, Dada, and he gives you a big hug. There were so many people who were just with another pep in their step. You could see them holding their heads up higher. You could see them holding their shoulders and their chest back. You can see them just walking straighter with more confidence. You could see that sense of certainty in their eyes. You could feel that proud heart beating in their chest. You could feel that they were no longer willing to accept being in any way average and ordinary. You could see that they truly understood what was going to happen for them in their lives. They had already decided, of course it's worth it, because this is the life of my dreams. This is the life that I didn't dream before was possible for me. There are no longer any limits in my life. But also that supreme confidence came from the understanding that with the new DVD that we launched, with the new Red Book that we launched, that it was so easy for them to go out there and build a business that they said, I can do it. Because everybody can pour two shots, press play, and make money. And that make money, they decided what it is that I'm going to do with it, the dream that they deserve, the life that they want to live for. They said, I'm willing to fight for it. I know what I'm going to accept. I know what's going to happen in my life. That is something that I truly have never seen before in 20 years of being at a conference. In fact, I can honestly say that this is the best team that I've ever worked with. And obviously, I include all the diamonds that spoke over the course of the weekend. It was just inspirational. To hear the way that they spoke, to see the confidence with which they led, to hear the sense of certainty they had for themselves and for their teams, but the true servant leadership and ability to communicate and get that across to other people, to infuse it into other people's lives, it was in spirit. It was inspiring. It was inspiring leadership. You know, when you have people like Sandy Greenberg and Dan Rumsey who were there on Saturday night and talking about that they're creating a great team, you know, or Dan Rumsey is willing to roll up his sleeves, Sandy Greenberg is willing to roll up their sleeves and get there and do it together with us. Whatever it takes to build a significant and large organization, they're willing to do. They were there on Saturday night talking about being a billion-dollar company. In order to be a billion-dollar company, you need and want to be a billion-dollar team. We talked about that there's no them and us. It's just us and us doing it together. That is truly what is exciting about what it is that we are creating here together. It is an absolutely amazing situation that we have here. We went away feeling and knowing that the future is going to be different. And for those of you who want to communicate that with other people, for those of you who want to communicate that to some of your team who perhaps were unable to make it, we're going to have a call tonight. And I want to share with you who's going to be on the call tonight. First of all, the call tonight, there are people going to get on there 10 minutes early. You want to have those people that are listening in. It's not for new people. Not for new people. It's not for new people. It's for people who have already drank two shots, who have already seen a presentation, but have not chosen as of yet to join our team and to join our business. You know why? Because they truly haven't seen it yet. But they will see it after they hear what happened this weekend. Because it's now pour two shots, press play, and make money. We know that people will communicate and feel the sense of confidence, feel that sense of certainty, feel that support that's out there. Understand that they're not just joining a business, that they're joining a team. And truly understand that they're embraced by being embraced by a family who has already done it, who's already doing it, and is inviting them to partner and do it together with us. That's what this call is going to be about tonight. Then you want to have those people on 10 minutes early, the people who have already seen the business, the people in your team who perhaps were unable to be there this weekend, because in that 10 minutes that they're on earlier, maybe they will hear other people being welcomed on that call. They will hear the excitement from all over the country before we even, you know, get started. They will hear people say hello. They will hear people greet people. They will feel the love. They will feel the enthusiasm. They will feel the confidence. They will feel the sense of certainty. They will feel everything else that it is to go out there and be successful and to make it happen. Then over the call, all of the diamonds that spoke at that event are getting together, and they're going to just share, each of them for perhaps just a couple of minutes, what it is that moved them about the conference, what it is that they know that's different today than it was yesterday. They're going to talk about a life-changing plan for the next 68 days. Chris Callier and Tammy Scarlett got on the call today and said, day one of 68. You want to learn what it is that they mean, because there truly is a window of time, as Dennis Norquist talked about. Just a unique window of time. Dennis Norquist had planned on being away for 2 months over September and October, and he has canceled that two-month vacation because that's what you can do when you're a diamond, take those type of vacations. But he is coming back, as he said, this is going to change not only my life, but my children's life and my children's children's life. Understand why people are willing to do that, that their commitment is so obvious, where people are saying, I'm going to follow that. If that's what they're doing, and I know they're doing it, I know they believe it because of their actions, I want to be part of that. Learn what that's going to be about tonight. Learn how people, you know, have achieved diamond in just under 60 days part-time. Learn how people like Kenny Hargrove just went diamond. Learn what it is that they're confident about, what is actually going to happen out there, and what is actually making the difference. That is going to be the call tonight with the diamonds that are on there, and they're going to lay out there so that you understand and have a vision for the next 68 days and know what's going to happen. Because what it is the ability to dream again. What it is to join a team who have high expectations. Join a team who truly understand that they're not average and ordinary. Join a team who truly have no limits. Join a team who have proven that they know how to create success for themselves and others. Join a team who have just ultimately become a family that has a sense of confidence, a sense of certainty, has a warm embrace that will be able to compassionately wrap their arms around you and build a business together. Join a team who is truly up for greatness, and they're saying, let's do it together. Let's create the life of your dreams together, because we've learned how, we have already done it, we've got new tools that can make it happen, and we've got an amazing company here who has laid out for us a game plan in the next 68 days that is putting rocket fuel that can propel ourselves and our family and our teams and everything else that we are to where it is that we want to go. Again, I want to start and finish where I started off. Myself and Sylvia and Victoria are absolutely humbled by the power, by the love, by the commitment that we saw from so many people. We know that people sacrifice in order to be there. We understand it's not just $99 to be there for a weekend. We understand it's babysitters, it's organizing time. We understand that it's travel, it is so many different things. But everybody came away embracing us and one another. Now, not only was it worth it was life-changing. We want you to have an opportunity to plug in and experience that again tonight. That call is going to be at 9 p.m. Central Time. But beyond 10 minutes early, that's 9 p.m. Central Time, it's going to be on this conference call number, the one you've called in on, which is 507-726-3270. That's 507-726-3270. And the PIN number is 33885#. That's 33885#. So that's tonight. That's tonight, Monday night. That is tonight, Monday night. That is August the 24th. It is 9 p.m. Central Time. That's 9 p.m. Central Time. If you look at the other time zones, it's 8 Mountain Time, 7 Pacific Time, 10 Eastern Time on 507-726-3270, PIN number 33885#. I want to thank you all. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why?
It's exciting when I hear Garrett talking about this weekend's conference, but what I want to do, and Jim, if you don't want to do this, you can tell me, but I want to switch gears because everything Garrett was just saying was wonderful if you're somebody that's in Accelerate, somebody that's in Bozzi. But if you're somebody out there right now that's saying, well, I need that. I need that kind of conference. I need that kind of meat and potatoes training. I need something that I can take home with me and change my life, change my relationships, change my business, change my community, then, folks, you need to go to Aces Radio Live right now because we're down to just the last few days of this. You need to click on Catalyst Conference, and you need to get your tickets. They're $189. You can't get this any better. You can even call Catalyst and get the price right now. You need to get on the website. You need to be at a conference where it's going to be not just leaders from one company, but leaders like Dave Ramsey off of Fox News, guys like Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote The Tipping Point, guys like Jim Collins, who wrote Good to Great, guys like Seth Godin, who are without a doubt the master of the internet, you know, let alone really good rock solid leaders like Andy Stanley, who does a lot of corporate training and runs a church of 15,000 out of Atlanta. You know, you're going to have John C. Maxwell, the man that people go to, leaders go to when they need help, when they need training. They call in John or one of his team members, and they pay them $50,000 and up per day to come in for private training for a few people, and you're getting it all for $189. I mean, this is an event. You can go to the website. You can look at it. You can click on the link. You can go see. This will be an event that will, I guarantee you, if you think a small company event can change your life and your company, this type of event will change your life forever. I can guarantee that because I've been for the last 10 years. So, Jimmy, I know that was a little bit of a promo, but I really wanted to keep with the theme that Garrett was going with, but I wanted more people to understand there's other events out there that they can tag into that will change their lives.
Well, I'm glad you did, quite honestly, because you just briefly touched on a few of the phenomenal speakers that are going to be at the Catalyst. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them is Tony Dungy. And
oh, yeah.
If a person hasn't read Tony Dungy's book, let me walk over here to the bookshelf so I can make sure I get the name of it right, Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy. Absolutely phenomenal book. You talk about somebody that's, you know, going against the odds. I mean, here's a coach that has done so much, and his teams, everywhere he's ever coached, his teams love him.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, folks. It is hard for you to be a coach of egotistical, hungry, go-getter, ferocious athletes and have them love you. Because you've got to temper your leadership with just the right amount of praise and love, with demonstrative correction. And that's a challenge in anybody's game. But to be able to go out and create Super Bowl winning teams and have the vast majority of the players that are working for you, that are playing, play with their heart because they don't want to let you down, that speaks volumes to me as to the kind of leader that Tony Dungy really is, to be able to inspire these guys to be able to go out and do that. Not only do the players love him, but the fans love him. And that, my friends, is something that is, it's noteworthy at least, incredible best. So I would have to agree with Troy. Now, if you're with Accelerate, I'm sure you're fired up, you're pumped up, now having come out of the event in Dallas this weekend. Not to take anything away from that, if you really want to get your juices going on top of it, go to Aces Radio Live, click on the link at the top of the page, it says Catalyst Conference. Go over there and take advantage of that conference, because at that conference, think of the networking opportunities that you're going to have. Good morning, little man. My little man just brought me a highlighter. He thinks I needed to highlight something, I think. I've been missing for the last few days. So take advantage of this. You know, Troy went out of his way to put this together for you, our listeners, for both Radio for Your Mind and Aces Radio Live. And he put together an incredible deal to benefit you. Take advantage of it.
You know,
you'll be glad you did.
And, Jimmy, let's take Tony just for a second, because I don't think people understand. You know, people say, well, you know, this all sounds good, but nobody's going through what I go through in my life. And we all get that selfish attitude sometimes. But here's a guy, just of all the leaders there, here's one man that has been through just about every type of emotion that a leader can go through and came out on the other side. He was in a white man's world, and guys, I'm not racist, but I'm from the South, and I know what it's like when you're a black coach in a league founded by white men, and all of a sudden your team starts to accelerate, and you become the first black coach in history to have an NFL team that wins the Super Bowl. Not only that, but you're a coach that... He reminds me of Bill Cosby, because Bill Cosby was funny without using all the swear words and the sick jokes. And here's Tony, who they say is a gentleman's coach. When he gets on you, you know you've been gotten on, but he doesn't demean his players. And then in the midst of all of this, at the height of his career, he loses his son in a very tragic death. And yet he doesn't lose his faith. He doesn't lose his belief. Instead, he finds that inner strength, and he goes out and he starts helping other players. He starts out and goes out and helps other kids in the community. And now what he's done is he's, again, defied the public opinion. He's defied the media. He's defied the odds. And he said, you know what? Michael Vick paid a price, and I'm willing to bring him in and mentor him, not just on a professional level, but on a personal level, to help a kid that's got so much talent. Make sure that his faith, make sure that his priorities, make sure that his values stays focused so that he can lead an organization again in the NFL. Guys, I'm telling you, my hat's off to Tony, and I'm excited about him being there this year. And I'll tell you a couple little secrets while we're at it. If any of y'all are Southern folk and you really like guys like Jeff Foxworthy, Jeff is always an unannounced speaker, usually comes out for about an hour during lunch, and he does some stuff, but he happens to be a catalyst. I see him every year. I've gotten to know him. He's just a down-to-earth guy, and he'll show up, and he'll be there. There's no telling who you will see at the Catalyst Conference that aren't even speakers, but they show up because they get such great, great, great meat and potatoes. And, I mean, Jimmy, I can't. I've got a list, and I'd have to pull it out, but I can name leaders out there in every segment of life that have shown up at Catalyst just so that they could be a part of something that is a movement, something that has grown from 1,800 people to well over 25,000 when you take both locations now and they fill them up. So, folks, I know we've done a little bit of different stuff on this call today, but I'm telling you, when you're going through life and you're out there feeling like you're a lone ranger, you got to have accountability. And something that Jim and I have, we're more than just business partners now. What started out in April just as a, hey, let's put some resources together and grow something, we're starting to build a relationship like Mark Layton and I have, where every day or every other day we're on the phone together, we're strategizing, we're figuring out what's happening, we're keeping each other accountable in our lives, because we know if we do that, a year to 18 months from now, we'll have doubled or tripled our income. We'll have increased our influence. We'll have helped, here's the fun part, we'll have helped tens of thousands of just average, everyday distributors get just a little bit further ahead in building their business and changing their lives and growing a deeper relationship with their spouse or significant other. Man, that's what Jimmy and I do all day long. That's what we love to do. That's why he's so dedicated to helping pilots that have never really flown and now they're getting what they need. That's why he goes out of his way to find guys like Johnny that says, I want to be somebody. I want to change my life. And he mentors them inside and outside the military. So, you know, Jimmy, have I left anything out of what we love, what we're here about?
Well, one thing I want to add is if you missed our show on Friday over at Aces Radio Live, then you really need to go back and listen to that show, because on that show, pretty much the last half of the show was dedicated to the importance of a supportive spouse or partner. And that part of the show, if you have a spouse or partner in your life that is not supporting you in the manner in which you would really want them to, you need to try somehow. No, you don't need to try. Never mind try. Try is giving yourself permission to fail before you even start. You need to find a way to get your significant other to listen to at least the last 30 minutes of that show. But if you listen to the whole show at Aces Radio Live from this last Friday, the 21st, you're going to hear Chad Johnson, who's the director of the Catalyst event, talk about the event, and you're going to understand why it's important that you go to that event. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of going to an event like that, where you're going to have people from all walks of life that are going to be there that will afford you the opportunity to network with people from all walks of life, not just from your own company. Because let's face it, if you're at a conference for your own company, you're networking with all kinds of people that are all, for the most part, cross-lined to you, and they're really not going to be able to make a huge impact in your life by helping you. But if you're networking with people that aren't involved in your business, that aren't involved with your company, and that may be looking for ways to enhance and improve their own life, what better networking opportunity could you possibly have? And I'm going to leave it with this and let you close it out, Troy. The other reason, if there was no other reason to go to Catalyst than the things that we've already talked about, the single most important reason that I can think of is it's a John Maxwell event. And Dr. Maxwell is revered the world over as the world's leading authority on the subject of leadership. Leadership is the key to becoming successful in life, not just in business. Leadership is the key to becoming successful in life, not management skills. Because leadership skills, possessing them, growing them, and understanding them will teach you the skills necessary to develop teamwork, to develop people. And by developing people, your business will build itself, I promise you. Take it away, Troy.
You know, I'm going to back up one thing that Jimmy said, because we only have 37 seconds, but it's about spouses. If you want your spouse's support, Jimmy, what's that book that's in the movie that we just watched not too long ago about the fireman who was trying to win his wife back? I even forget the name of it now.
The name of the movie is Fireproof.
That's it.
And the name of the book is The Love Dare.
Oh, my gosh. That book right there alone. Guys, you want to change your wife or your spouse or your partner's outlook, go buy that book because it will it'll give you a 30 to 45-day plan that will change it forever. Guys, have an awesome day. We will be back here tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.
God bless everybody. Have a terrific day.